Welcome back to Focal Point. I'm Davis Bailey.
And I'm Kobe Roseman.
Today we're going to be talking about our most binge-worthy streamable shows that you need to be watching.
So Davis and I both made a top three list. We haven't shared each other what our list yet. So if there's any overlap, we'll kind of call an audible here. But Davis, if you want to go first.
So my number one most streamable show on Netflix that you need to be watching is Black Mirror.
Okay, yeah, that's mine.
So season four just recently dropped on December 29th, and these episodes are just amazing. It's a look at how technology can corrupt us in the future and what we need to be looking out for as we move forward into an increasingly connected world.
So funny story, obviously, so every summer, the journalism, the newspaper guys, we go to and redesign our paper in New York, and Davis and I, among everyone else, we went and we started and basically finished watching the entire Black Mirror season.
All three seasons of Black Mirror.
Every night.
Within the span of like 5 days.
Every night we just came back and just watched episodes, and it was awesome, and it's still probably like one of my favorite shows.
It's such a wonderful show that you can watch with people because every episode basically has a twist towards the end, and you might have people who are really good at guessing the twists, and you can kind of piece it together. And then you can really come up with some crazy theories. It's just a really fun experience to watch together.
And each episode's completely different from the one before it, if you haven't seen it. So my only advice is don't start on the pilot.
Yeah, don't start on episode one. It'll ruin the rest of the show for you. Start on something else. Yeah. Literally anything but episode one.
Episode one, season one, needs to be the last episode that you watch.
It's a good episode, and it's right, but it's just...
It's just too weird.
It'll weird you out too much.
Yeah.
Something interesting about the show is the reason it's called Black Mirror, the producer has said, is because if you look at a television screen, a computer screen, or a phone screen while it's off, it's literally a black mirror. You can see yourself in it, but it's not yourself as you are. It's yourself with a darker twist on it.
And
so that's what the show is about, is going forward with this technology, but using it for darker things.
All right, real quick before we move on to our next show, favorite episode from Black Mirror?
Favorite episode from Black Mirror has to be San Junipero.
All right.
Amazing episode.
Mine is White Christmas, if you know what that is.
Those two episodes are very different. San Junipero has a very uplifting ending, and White Christmas is
very dark.
Like, just profoundly dark.
Yeah. Alright, so next episode. So mine is actually a show that I'm currently watching. Obviously, I had Black Mirror first, but my second one is Narcos.
Mm-hmm.
And this one, I'm in season two right now. And the reason I put it is because, so I dropped Spanish this year. And Narcos has been a good kind of awakening for me to realize how much Spanish I've forgotten since I've dropped it. So it's been nice to catch up on some Spanish. So if you like government and drugs... Yeah, Narcos is for you.
Not doing drugs, but learning about drugs.
Yeah, and Spanish.
It's always helpful to get a little bit of Espanol en la vida real, as Señor Marmion calls it, in your life. It helps beyond the classroom, and it maybe will be useful in the future.
Yeah, all right, your turn.
So my second choice show is actually a show that I just finished last night, and I'm very glad I did. It's American Vandal. It's
a
Netflix original with... seven episodes to it, and they've just renewed it for a second season, and the premise of the show sounds really dumb, but it really grabs you and it pulls you in. It's about a high school senior who everyone thinks is just kind of a burnout, kind of a loser, and what happens at his high school is that all of the teachers' cars in the faculty parking lot get vandalized with obscene images spray painted on them.
What are those obscene images?
Those are images you'll have to watch the show to find out.
Okay.
And so basically the school board expels this kid just based on reputation alone because they think no one else could have done this. He's definitely the kid who did this. And two sophomores at his high school basically set up to film a documentary and find out the truth. And if the truth is that he didn't do it, they're setting out to free this kid.
Mm-hmm.
And at first it's a lot of jokes about the obscene images that are painted on the cars. One of the best parts of the show is they get down to the technique of how he paints these, and these are different than the normal things he draws on whiteboards and on papers and stuff. And so it starts out with a lot of just kind of like crass humor, and it's really funny. Great show to watch with other people, but then eventually the mystery just gets to you, and you kind of have to take a step back every once in a while and think like, okay, like I'm really invested in a show about a high school senior who spray painted a bunch of phallic images on cars. Oh, and it's a really compelling mystery. And in the end, the ending kind of makes you reflect on how we determine who we are, our reputations, kind of like who we are as people and how we view other people.
My dad's been trying to get me to watch it, believe it or not. It just sounds so weird.
It seems so weird, but just watch two episodes have to watch the rest of them.
All right. My next one here is obviously Game of Thrones is a must watch, and I've actually been trying to get Davis to watch this for a really long time. Davis is a big, you know, Star Wars fan, and I feel like he'd really like, you know, the mystical element of Game of Thrones. But yeah, if you haven't seen Game of Thrones, it's pretty gory and there's some crudeness to it, so maybe that's what turns.
So I'm real into the fantasy element. I really love Lord of the Rings. I love the books, love the movies. They've actually signed a deal with Netflix to create some Lord of the Rings TV episodes, so that's gonna be really cool. But I need to take a long look at Game of Thrones and see if I can look past some of the more gruesome elements and more uncomfortable elements of the show and see if I can get around to that.
It does get less, like, there's a lot of, I don't know if I can say, but incest in Game of Thrones, and once you get past that in the first like two seasons, it gets a little bit better, but it's still pretty gory. Okay.
Maybe I'll have to really give it a try.
It's really good though.
So my third show is actually a show that isn't available on Netflix. It's available on Hulu, but it's definitely worth the Hulu price, or you can watch it actually on the Adult Swim website. They have probably 10 episodes available on their website, and it's the very bingeable, very funny Rick and Morty.
Ooh, of course. Okay. Yeah. Rick and Morty has kind of become a sensation in our grade at St. Mark's, too. So. Mm-hmm.
And even teachers watch it. Dr. Balog watches it, brings it up in class.
I know Dr. Stegg, and I think Mr. Clayman does, too.
Yeah, it's a wonderful show, and the best thing about it is that the episodes are 20 minutes, which means that, like, you could have two tests the next day, and you've been studying for 2 hours, and you know you've got a couple hours ahead of you, and you just need kind of something to, like, turn your brain off and get away from it. 20 minutes of Rick and Morty is the best thing you can do.
I will say there's something to be said about, like, the way that the writers weave in these, like, really complex, like, scientific ideas, but then, like, somehow also weave in, like, 5-year-old humor into it. And it's just, like, it's so weird having those two, like, facets together.
It's such a, at the same time as being such a smart show, so many science things, it's such a stupid show. Like, they're at the same time, there's bathroom humor as there is, like, quantum physics going on.
It's so
it's
weird.
Really crazy.
Okay, favorite episode?
Favorite episode. I love the Parasite Imposter episode.
That was
where
mine.
Where the Rick and Morty's family gets trapped in their house with a bunch of parasites that implant themselves into their memories.
Yeah, that one's mine too, just because there's so many wacky, zany characters. And then a close second would be the simulation one with my man.
Yeah, the several of the episodes, kind of after you watch them, you kind of look at yourself and you think, like, whoa, like, that's a crazy idea. Same thing with the, there's an episode, I'm not going to spoil it, where Rick goes into his car battery and it kind of makes you think about, like, where do we exist?
Yeah.
What's the point
so
of our
weird.
Existence? So it's really neat how a cartoon show can inspire you to ask these, like, deep philosophical questions.
Yeah. My last one here is a Netflix original. So shout out to Netflix for being willing to go into debt funding all of these crazy original shows, but this one's called Mindhunter, and it's really crazy. Have you seen it before?
I have not seen Mindhunter.
Okay, so basically the premise is it's this FBI agent, and he's taking it upon himself to take like the behavioral side of you know, like, the criminals. So he goes and, like, interviews like all of these serial killers and just, like, really just horrible people that, you know, back in the 80s when it's placed, no one was willing to, like, talk to them because they were just bad people. But he was willing to kind of, like, take the initiative and talk to them and kind of, like, get inside their heads for the benefit of research. So,
wow, that's cool.
It's really cool. This has been our Netflix binging shows. I'm Kobe Roseman.
I'm Davis Bailey.
And this is Focal Point Podcast.
Focal Point.
The snap. It's like a point.